Venice. Information. Region, Veneto. Geographical position, located in the northeastern part of the Italian peninsula. It is built on 118 small islands that are separated by canals. Population. Although Venice has a considerable tourist population, there are 270,884 permanent residents in the municipality, around 55,000 of whom live in the actual city. Climate. Venice has a humid continental climate. Exposed to the winds blowing in off the Adriatic, it has rather cold winters, with freezing temperatures and fog. Summers are often hot and humid, with occasional violent storms. How to get there? The most common ways to reach Venice are by plane and train. Airports. Venice has one international airport, Marco Polo Airport, VCE, located about 7 kilometers, 4 miles, north of the city. Train. Venezia Santa Lucia is the central railway station of Venezia. Another station is in the town of Mestre, where trains stop briefly on their way from Austria and Slovenia to Bologna and Florence. Getting around Venice. Bus. The city's maritime transport options are convenient and efficient. Known as the Vaporetto, this water bus is the city's major form of public transportation. Vaporetti take visitors along the main canals, to the islands and around the lagoon. Foot. The city is small enough to be conveniently toured on foot. Bicycle. Cycling is prohibited within the city of Venice. However, bikes are ideal for visiting the islands in the lagoon. Venice is unique. A city where canals replace roads and everyone gets around on foot or by boat. Its entire urban framework has been preserved intact over the centuries, and its churches and palaces are among the most beautiful in the world. It may be hard to believe, but this tiny city was once the wealthiest, most powerful state in Europe. In its prime, Venice influenced the course of modern history, leaving an incomparable legacy in the shape of the city itself. The most famous sites in Venice, St. Mark's Basilica, the Doge's Palace and Rialto Bridge, are, not surprisingly, also the most visited. No visit to Venice is complete without entering St. Mark's magnificent basilica, glowing with mosaics, or without walking through the seemingly endless, grandly decorated rooms of the Doge's Palace. But since Venice is one of the most beautiful and best-preserved cities in the world, a walk through any of its narrow streets, calli, or quiet squares, campi, or along its lovely little canals can be as rewarding as a visit to its greatest monuments. The district of Dorso Duro, for example, is one of the most delightful areas to explore. Venice is also famous for its carnival, which is one of Italy's most spectacular events. Curiosity Box. Tourism for all. Venice, a city for all. Venice is made up of 121 islets linked by 435 bridges. This means that it is difficult to move about the city, not only for people with reduced mobility, but also for the elderly, parents with young children, and visitors with luggage. Città per Tutti is a service promoted by the municipality of Venice to offer residents or tourists useful information about facilities for people with disabilities and measures and projects designed to improve urban accessibility. For example, 12 routes without obstacles have been designed to make it easier for people with limited mobility to visit the city. St. Mark's Square and its monuments. St. Mark's Basilica. Venice's famous basilica blends the architectural and decorative styles of East and West, to create one of the greatest buildings in Europe. It was begun in its original form in 829 and consecrated in 832 as an ecclesiastical structure to house and honour the remains of St. Mark. It did not become the Cathedral Church of Venice until 1807. The exterior owes its almost oriental splendour to countless treasures from the Republic's overseas empire. The main façade of the church is punctuated by four great 12th century portals adorned with mosaics. The most important is undoubtedly the main portal, a masterpiece of the 13th century. St. Mark's magnificent interior is clad with dazzling mosaics. The pavement, or floor, is also decorated with mosaics in marble and glass. Other treasures include the jewel-encrusted Pala d'Oro behind the high altar, the Nicopea icon, and the precious hoards of silver, gold, and glassware in the treasury. The Doge's Palace. The Doge's Palace, Palazzo Ducale, the official residence of Venice's rulers, was founded in the 9th century. A tour of the Palazzo Ducale takes the visitor through a succession of richly decorated chambers and halls, arranged over three floors, culminating in the Bridge of Sighs, Ponte dei Sospiri, which links the palace to the prisons. The bridge reputedly took its name from the size of prisoners being led to trial. The Clock Tower. The richly decorated clock tower on the north side of the piazza was built in the late 15th century. With its display of the phases of the moon and zodiac signs, the clock face was designed with seafarers in mind. On the upper level, the winged lion of St. Mark stands against a star-spangled blue backdrop. At the very top, the two huge bronze figures known as the Mori, or Moors, strike the bell on the hour. Some Venetian churches. The Church of the Redentore. This is not only one of the most famous and venerated churches in Venice, but also the focus of one of the city's most deeply felt public celebrations, the Feast of the Redentore, on the third Sunday of July. Commissioned by the Senate to honour a vow taken during the terrible plague of 1575-77, the church was designed by Andrea Palladio, and it is one of the absolute masterpieces of Renaissance architecture. A typically Palladian composition of broken pediments and half columns united by a horizontal band, the façade from a distance emanates the fascination of a bas-relief. The whitewashed interior, on the other hand, has all the impressive simplicity of a classical temple. The floor plan is not an actual Latin cross, but rather an ingenious series of interconnected spaces, nave, presbytery, choir, forming a ceremonial progression from the entrance to the high altar. There are a number of important artistic works in the church and sacristy, such as Pietro Vecchia's painting in a lunette of the Virgin presenting Jesus to the Blessed Felix, and in the nave and presbytery, paintings by Veronese and his assistants, including Jacopo Tintoretto. Along with the fine Veronese altarpiece, the Baptism of Christ, 1560, the sacristy also contains valuable reliquaries and other devotional paintings. Santa Maria Gloriosa dei Frari, more commonly known as the Frari, meaning brothers. This vast Gothic church dwarfs the eastern area of San Polo. The first church on the site was built by Franciscan friars in 1250-1338, but was replaced by a larger building completed in the mid-15th century. The airy interior is striking for its size and for the quality of its works of art, including masterpieces by Titian and Giovanni Bellini, a statue by Donatello, and several grandiose tombs. Santi Giovanni e Paolo. The Church of San Zanipolo, as it is called in Venetian, vies with the Frari as the city's greatest Gothic church. Built by the Dominicans in the 14th century, it is striking for its vast scale and architectural austerity. Known as the Pantheon of Venice, it houses monuments to no fewer than 25 doges. Among these are several fine works of art, executed by the Lombardi family and other leading sculptors. Museums. Accademia. The art collection in the Accademia offers a complete overview of the Venetian school, from the Byzantine era through the Renaissance to the Baroque and later periods. The basis of the collection was the Accademia di Belle Arti, founded by painter Giovanni Battista Piazzetta in 1750. In 1807, Napoleon moved the collection to these premises, enriching it with artworks removed from churches and monasteries. Highlights of the museum include the Tempest, 1506 to 1508, by Giorgione, the Madonna and Child between St. John the Baptist and a Saint, 1504, by Giovanni Bellini, and the Coronation of the Virgin, 1324, by Paolo Veneziano. Museo Correr. Teodoro Correr bequeathed his extensive collection of works of art to Venice in 1830, thus forming the core of the city's fine civic museum. Its first rooms form a suitably neoclassical backdrop to early statues by Antonio Canova, 1757 to 1822. The rest of the floor covers the history of the Venetian Republic, with maps, coins, armor, and doge-related exhibits. The second floor contains a picture collection second only to that of the Accademia. The paintings, hung chronologically, trace the evolution of Venetian painting and show the influence of Ferrarese, Paduan, and Flemish artists. The gallery's most famous works are by Carpaccio, Portrait of a Young Man in a Red Hat, 1490 to 1493, and Two Venetian Ladies, 1490. The Museo del Risorgimento on the same floor looks at the history of Venice until unification with Italy in 1866. Peggy Guggenheim Museum. Intended as a four-story palace, the 18th century Palazzo Venier dei Leoni in fact never rose beyond the ground floor. In 1949, the building was bought as a home by the American millionairess Peggy Guggenheim, 1898 to 1979, a collector, dealer and patron of the arts who befriended many innovative, abstract and surrealist artists. One was Max Ernst, who became her second husband. The collection consists of 200 fine paintings and sculptures, each representing the 20th century's most influential modern art movements. The dining room has notable cubist works of art, including The Poet, 1911, by Pablo Picasso, and an entire room is devoted to Jackson Pollock, who was discovered by Guggenheim. Other artists represented are Braque, Chagall, De Chirico, Dalí, Duchamp, Léger, Kandinsky, Klee, Mondrian, Miró, Malevich, Rothko, Bacon, and Magritte. The Guggenheim is the best place in the city to see 20th century art. The light-filled rooms and large modern canvases provide a striking contrast to the Renaissance paintings in most Venetian churches and museums.